welcome to Ordinary Life, a show where we talk about our ordinary lives.
So very, very ordinary.
With me, Emma Kiriakou, and
me, Kitty Doyle.
Hi, Kitty.
Hello. Oh, and we are sponsored by Cover Yours Insurance, helping you when you need it most. You can find them on coveryours.co.nz. Thank you very much for sponsoring. Please check them out.
And we're not medical experts, but we are experts on us.
Indeed we are.
We know about our
very,
lives.
Very expert on us. I'm expert on me.
And yeah, well, that's true. I mean, I'm not an expert on you. I'm an expert on me.
Oh, I don't know. You're pretty good. You know me rather. You put up with an awful lot from me.
No, and vice versa. Oh. I mean, that's the whole joy of it, isn't it?
Oh yeah, indeed.
So, what do you want to talk about today, Kitty?
Well, you see, we do plan this out in advance, or that may not seem it, but actually often do. And we had it all planned, and then this weekend I had a pretty awful weekend, actually.
This is what we call in the trade a S-storm.
Yes.
Beep storm.
Yeah, it was full of manure. because my husband, who had a cardiac arrest 5 years ago, he went into atrial fibrillation on Friday, which basically means that his heart is now beating in an irregular rhythm, and he gets even more tired than he usually does.
Yes.
And it was also, 5 years since his cardiac arrest, which always makes us feel a little bit weird, but I've cried a lot.
Yeah. It's a bit of an emotional one, isn't it?
It's been really, really stressful and hard.
Yeah.
And then I just think, stress isn't very good for Parkinson's. I should do something about that. But then I just cry again. So, yeah.
It's interesting how, like, with the whole stress and Parkinson thing, you often hear, don't you, like, you need to, manage your stress, make sure you don't have it.
Yes, have a stress-free life, or good stress, not bad stress. And you're just like, I'm a mum.
What is good stress?
I'm a mum.
Do you know?
Good stress. Packing for a holiday is good stress.
Is it?
I think.
Oh, I guess so, yeah, like because it's happy that we're going away.
Because, a holiday, imagine that.
Imagine being able to have a holiday. Yeah, I mean, the financial circumstances of our family means that we haven't really had a lot of holidays of late.
Well,
we're doing okay.
Yeah, I'm self-employed, so.
Yeah.
We live on, we actually... Not a plug, but genuine statement is that we do live on income protection insurance because of what happened with Mike.
Thank God for our insurance.
Which is good because, if we were surviving on wins, it would be even more grim.
It would be very difficult.
But it's still really hard because we foolishly got married, and which means that the government goes, right, he can pay for everything.
You threw caution to the wind and got married.
We decided to announce our happiness to the world, which means we're financially burdened forever. But no, it's holidays. Oh, gosh, I'm sounding so miserable. It was just really strange. Work has been hard. I haven't had a proper holiday in over a year.
Yeah.
And just getting everything done has been quite hard. I've been seeing a business coach actually to help me deal with that.
Oh, okay.
Which has been really good. I'm seeing them later today. But just dealing with everything.
It's a time management conundrum, isn't it?
It is. You've got your meds, you've got your exercise, you've got work, you've got life, you've got stuff happening to other people, you've got the impact that has on you, and it's just like exhausting.
Yeah, I hear you. Like we talked about this when we talked about the time thief as well, and it is like the administration of life when you've got long-term health issues, e.g. Parkinson's.
Yeah, apparently that's quite stressful.
Yeah, it can be really stressful. And as they say, like reducing your stress is really, really important part of it. But that can add additional stresses. You can be stressed out about managing your stress.
Yeah, I mean, I think what I have done is try to take a step back from everything, have some literal, you know, hard words with myself, played some loud music and did some dancing, which is always good.
Yeah.
And then had a bit of a cry, which was actually also quite good.
I've found that too in the past, like having a big cry and getting it all out can...
And then you go wash your face and you think, all right, that'll feel a bit better now. But you can't go around crying every day.
Well, yeah, that's true. I do find like sometimes I get crying. Does this happen to you? I get crying and then I can't stop.
Oh, sometimes. you know, but not often, thankfully. But it's just been a particularly awful weekend, really.
Yeah.
Which is a shame because we also, you know, we went out. We'd had this fancy dinner planned and we went out and did that, which was really nice.
Oh, awesome.
But in the back of your mind, you're like going, are you okay? Are you all right?
You're worried about Mike.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you need me to get the car? Can you walk that far? Can you get from the restaurant to the car park? Should I drop you off outside? Oh, we never got that disabled car park thing. Maybe we should do that. Oh, my goodness. You know,
Yeah. So I feel like I could help with that and send you one of the forms and you could take it to your doctor.
I think that would probably be a good idea at the moment.
Yeah. You do have to pay $50, but it's you get it for 5 years.
$50.
It's $50. And if you're like me, if you're getting it for Parkinson's, it's a long-term condition. So you can either get them for 12 months or 5 years.
Strangely so, it's having a broken heart.
Yeah, I was going to say, I mean, either of you could have one each because one of the things that about it is it's meant to go with the person. So, like, if you're getting in the car with it and you're not getting out at like where you're going, then you're not supposed to, like, the person using it to get out of the car and isn't supposed to use your disabled parking. But, I mean, I don't really know. I mean, I assume lots of people have family members who try and abuse it, but
oh gosh, we're heading into new territory.
No, that's different territory.
The abuse of disabled parking spaces.
Oh yeah, and is this a red flag or a green flag for you if people parking in them without the?
It's very very much a red flag for me.
Have you ever talked to someone about it?
Yes, I have.
Oh, how did that go? That's giving me fear.
Generally.
Bad.
Badly. Because you think about it, it takes a special sort of somebody that wants to park in a disabled spot anyway.
Yeah.
And let's just say they're not usually the higher echelons of society in the first place. And then if you said, oh, excuse me, have you got a disabled pass? You know, I think the words... there's two short words, and the first one starts with F, and the second word usually ends in off.
Yeah, go away, basically.
Yeah, they tell you to go away quite brutally. I've been threatened.
I did hear one sort of suggestion for how you can do it in a safer way, and that was to just say something along the lines of, oh, have you got your pass on you?
Have you forgotten your pass?
Have you forgotten your pass?
Have you forgotten to put your disabled pass in there?
Yeah.
You appear to be quite, well, the thing is it can be quite dangerous though because some people, actually no, you're fine, you're right. If they have one, they'll probably just say, oh, thanks.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And they will appreciate the fact that you've actually challenged them. Because of the fact that so many people do abuse it. I've got friends with children that may be disabled and appear perfectly fine.
Yeah.
And my friend used to say, you know, you park in a disabled spot and you hop out with your happy, bright child and what they don't realise is they could be exhausted in 20 minutes and can't walk that far because they had a heart defect as well.
It's all that invisible stuff, isn't it?
Yeah.
You don't know to look at people.
And people go, what do you have one for?
Yeah.
It's like, mind your own business. But, yeah.
Yeah. The whole politics of disabled parking Yeah, that's another stressor to say, but it is. It is another
stress and disabled parking.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it is. I mean, when I quite often notice it at school because there's a disabled car park that I don't park in because...
you don't want to be disabled.
No, I don't park in it because I generally don't need to. I'm just pulling up and my kid's getting out. I think a lot of parents that use it are the people that have... disabled kids and they need the space and time for the park gives. But a lot of people are using it for the drive up. I don't have a disabled kid, but they think it's okay, and because I see a lot of them doing it.
The other thing about that is, I mean, I have been guilty of pulling into a disabled spot for like less than 5 minutes at a quiet time if I'm picking up my son from the station.
Yeah,
and there's one disabled pull-in spot and then there's two other waiting areas, and if the two waiting areas are full, I have been known to loiter around, but it's not a long-term parking place. Yeah. It's only a pick-up and drop-off.
It's interesting because you're probably risking a $750 fine these days, but I don't know how it's policed, how it's enforced.
I mean, and then you kind of think, well, there's nobody else behind me. If somebody else pulled up, I probably would move on.
Yeah.
I'm usually literally like there less than 2 minutes. And then I think, oh, should I be doing this? Yeah. And then I'm like, oh, I don't know. I feel angsty about it, but I don't do it at the supermarket. I never do it anywhere else.
Do you know what? I only really use them if I feel like I am having struggles with my walk, because I feel so guilty using them otherwise. Even though I've got the ticket thing.
Well, I think I mentioned a few weeks ago that I took my daughter to the hut, and she was like, "Why don't you park in the disabled space?" And I was like, "Oh, I don't have a pass." And she was like, "But don't you qualify for this?"
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but no, but
because not everybody who qualifies gets one as well. Like I was watching. I mean, aside from people like us who have illnesses, but. I was listening to a podcast with some other disabled people, and one person was in a wheelchair and said he didn't bother getting the ticket, and sometimes he used the parks and sometimes he didn't. And I mean, he's just rolling the dice, really. But it's just an administrative thing that you have to do to try, you know.
It's another hoop to jump through when you have to jump through enough hoops already, isn't it?
I mean, I see the need for it because otherwise, you know, it's some form of... Yes, we need it to kind of, you know, manage that whole. They don't give many parks like that are convenient and close and help people.
There's very few, actually. I've noticed that whenever I go anywhere, and I do think it's something I need to sort out at some point. But it's just another thing to do on the long, long list of things to do, and.
Yeah.
More life admin than I can deal with right now.
And you might even have to have a separate doctor's appointment to get your signature as well. I don't know.
Yeah, so you need to have like a $70 doctor's appointment to get your $50.
Yeah.
And then you're like, actually, just get a fine.
Well, yeah.
What is it?
I don't know how often they give them out, but it's $750 now.
Is it $750?
Yeah. It used to be a lot cheaper. I don't know, but they've just put it up.
Well, you know, income producing's got to pay for all this stuff somehow, Emma. Sorry.
I mean, I think...
We're not political.
I think the reason they put it up was to, like, put people off, like, have a bigger deterrent against people using it when they don't have a need.
Most of them are on private property, though, private land.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Actually, this is the politics of parking, but I noticed that in Auckland, because I've had a trouble policing them, because the Auckland Transport has brought in those AI cars that go around taking photos of to issue infringement notices, but they can't pick up that the people have got the right permit on the disability scheme because it's... And they're going down the road.
Oh, because they have regional different...
Yeah, they have regional differences, but also it's because of the way they take the photos and they can't see the permits. So I think Wilson Parking has entered into an agreement to
Wilson
do
parking,
something.
Everybody's favourite
private parking provider, yeah.
Other parking companies are available.
So this has been an episode about stress and
parking.
Disability parking and how stressful disability parking is. But yeah, this is like one issue amongst a billion issues when it comes to living your life.
When it comes to living your life, but it's I did find a parking space outside today, and that was very useful. And awesome. It's been fantastic and de-stressing to talk about this.
Yes, it has been. Thank you, Kitty.
Thank you so much, Emma. And thanks to Cover Yours for sponsoring us.
And we'll see you next time.
We'll see you next time.
Ka kite anō.
Ka kite anō.
This program was made with assistance from New Zealand On Air for Radio Broadcast and through the accessmedia.nz website. Thank you, New Zealand On Air.